Welcome to this episode of our podcast series where we explore the ancient text, the Bhagavad Gita. Today, we will delve into chapter 1, which sets the stage of the epic conversation between Arjuna and Lord Krishna. Picture this. The scene is set on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where two armies are preparing to face each other in a fierce battle. The atmosphere is tense, and the sound of war drums fill the air. Arjuna, one of the great warriors of the Pandava clan, is standing in the middle of the battlefield surveying the opposing army. Our protagonist, Arjuna, is overwhelmed by the sights of his relatives, friends, and the mentor standing on the other side of the battlefield, ready to fight against him. He is filled with doubt, confusion, and despair, and wonders how he can justify killing those he loves. As we listen in on this conversation, we can almost feel the emotional turmoil that Arjuna is going through. His mind is clouded, and he is unable to see the bigger picture. This is where Lord Krishna steps in, as a friend, philosopher, and guide. In this chapter, Lord Krishna asks Arjuna to take a deep breath and to calm his mind. He tells Arjuna that it is natural to feel fear and doubt before a battle, but he needs to rise above it and fulfill his duty as a warrior. Lord Krishna reminds Arjuna of the eternal nature of the soul and that death is only a transition from one form to another. The Bhagavad Gita is not just a religious text, but a philosophical guide to living a meaningful life. As we listen to Lord Krishna's words, we can reflect on our own lives and the challenges we face. How do we handle fear, doubt, and despair? How do we rise above our limitations and fulfill our duties? One of the most interesting aspects of Chapter 1 is the contrast between the two sides of the battlefield. On one side, we have the Pandava army, made up of virtuous warriors who are fighting for justice and righteousness. On the other side, we have the Kaurava army, who are led by Duryodhana, an arrogant and selfish prince. The battle between good and evil is not just external, but also internal. We all have the potential for both virtue and vice within us. And it is up to us to choose which path we take. As Lord Krishna says, the mind is the friend of the one who has control over it, and the mind is the enemy of the one who has no control over it. The Bhagavad Gita is full of profound teachings and insights that are relevant even today. As we listen to this chapter, we can't help but wonder, how can we apply these teachings to our daily lives? How can we develop control over our minds? How can we choose the path of virtue over vice? Another important theme in this chapter is the concept of dharma or duty. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, it is his duty as a warrior to fight for justice and righteousness, even if it means going against his own kin. This raises an important question for all of us. What is our duty in life? How do we fulfill it, even if it goes against our own personal desires or interests? The Bhagavad Gita is a call to action, a reminder that we have a responsibility to fulfill our duties in life, whatever they may be. It is a message of hope that even in the darkest of times, we can find guidance and inspiration. As we wrap up this episode, we can't help but feel inspired by the timeless wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita. It is a text that has been studied and revered for thousands of years, and its teachings continue to resonate with people all over the world. In Chapter 1, we are introduced to the characters and the setting of the story, but we are also given a glimpse into the deeper philosophical themes that will be explored in the rest of the text. We see the struggle between good and evil, the importance of fulfilling one's duty, and the need for self-control and discipline. But perhaps most importantly, we see the power of friendship and guidance. Lord Krishna doesn't force Arjuna to fight, but he gently guides him towards the right path. He reminds Arjuna of his own potential and helps him see beyond his current state of confusion and despair. In a world where we are often told to be independent and self-sufficient, it is refreshing to be reminded that we all need guidance and support from time to time. We all face challenges and doubts, but if we have the right friends and mentors, we can overcome them and reach our full potential. The Bhagavad Gita is a timeless text that offers us guidance and inspiration in our own lives. It reminds us of our own potential and encourages us to strive for excellence in all that we do. As we continue to explore this text in future episodes, we hope that you will join us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. So that's it for this episode of our podcast on the Bhagavad Gita. We hope you enjoyed listening and that you learned something new. If you have any comments or feedback, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the world around you. Thank you.